This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We start with really, really good news that broke about an hour ago. You can see the full story at NowDecatur.com. Nicole Bateman joins as president of the EDC of Decatur and Macon County. Nicole, good morning. I hope you and your family are all doing well and staying safe in these trying times.
We are. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for asking.
All right. Let's talk about the work behind this. How long has this been in discussion? You know, what did it take to get to this point to make this announcement today?
So this project came onto our plate at the EDC a little over 15 months ago. So there were a few prior discussions with ADM, and ADM then introduced Innova Feed to the EDC, recognizing that this was a real opportunity for them to potentially locate in Decatur. Now, they were also looking at other sites throughout the United States, but what was really unique about this project was that we got to develop a relationship with Innova Feed Company leadership from day one. Oftentimes, projects that come our way, if they come to us and it's not something that we directly, you know, sought out ourselves, we're working with a site selector or a third party, and we don't necessarily get to talk to the company leadership directly. It's very transactional. In this situation, we were able to develop a relationship, and that grew over the past 15 months. And so today feels a little extra special for me, if you will, I suppose, because I feel like, you know, now we're introducing friends to the community because they've been such cool partners in this process, not just between the obviously the EDC and Innova Feed, but with ADM and the city of Decatur has been outstanding. And then, you know, bringing in the state of Illinois as well and all the partners that have made this happen. It's been a really cool but long process. And I guess in the scheme of things, 15 months actually is pretty quick considering some of the other projects we're working on take several years.
Well, particularly given the last 8 months, lasting about 5 years. Let's talk a little bit about Innova Feed. They're a French company, correct?
They
work in premium insect ingredients for animal feed. What does that mean?
So Innova Feed is a French bioscience company, and they make nutrient-rich insect protein for the aquaculture, so fish, and animal feed industries. Innova Feed breeds black soldier fly larvae, so flies, right? So it's a special fly that comes, I believe, from South America, and they breed that soldier fly larvae through a process where they use every part of the black soldier fly. So the protein from the larvae is used as an alternative to fish feed and aquaculture systems, and then the insect oil is used as an alternative to palm oil to feed poultry and swine. And then the feces, called frass, is used as a natural organic fertilizer for growing corn, whose byproduct will feed the black soldier fly larvae, and then the process begins all over again. So it's very circular and very sustainable process.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try to say that I understood any of that other than it sounds very impressive and very scientific. Now, this will be, if I'm not mistaken, will literally be the largest of this type of facility in the world, right?
It will be, yep. It's the world's largest insect protein production site once it's built out. Now, they do have two sites in France right now. Innova Feed has their pilot plant, and then just today, on French time, they commissioned their first production plant there. Now, that currently is the largest, but once they finish building in Decatur, we will have the largest of its kind.
Okay, and then let's talk about the economic impact here on Macon County. How many direct and indirect jobs will this produce?
So it'll come in phases. There's currently planned two phases, and at the end of phase two, they're going to have more than 280 jobs at that facility, production jobs, research and development jobs, and others. And then because of that, when you take your multiplier and you look at the construction jobs as well, there would be about 400 indirect jobs in the region by the end of the second phase.
That's impressive. And I know the governor weighed in, the mayor of Decatur, of course, Chris Cuddy, and all the great folks at ADM. This used to be called sort of economic gardening, right? You know, you would look at existing industries or existing companies and how can we grow in and around them. This still seems to me the best way for economic growth in our community. Yeah, we want to land new stuff, but man, let's build off our existing stuff. And this seems like a perfect example of that.
Exactly. Most of the economic development that will happen in our community, and in any community for that matter, stems from companies that are already here or relationships or benefiting companies that they work with as well. That is a really great way to grow your community because companies are looking for certain assets and characteristics, you know, like we have, like transportation, water, things like that, location and logistics. But they're also looking for suppliers and those upstream and downstream opportunities that they can have that will, you know, bring opportunity to their business. They're looking at all of that. And we have so much of that in our community and a variety of different industries. And so, yes, so that's where, you know, our targets are definitely companies that will benefit by having and forming relationships with the companies that already exist here in the region.
And then what will ADM do for them? You know, what is it that they provide this French biotech company?
So InnovaFeed has a co-location industrial symbiosis model where they co-locate with an agriculture producer. And here in America, it's going to be with ADM. And so they're going to co-locate on ADM's Decatur Corn Processing Complex. And ADM is going to supply feedstock and waste heat and some other things to InnovaFeed. And by doing that, that cuts down on ADM waste, that cuts down on wasted heat. And InnovaFeed is able to use those byproducts, if you will, and those wasted products in their process. And so that lowers kind of the environmental footprint overall.
It is amazing. I've always been amazed over the years at what ADM is able to do as far as sustainable production and just sort of getting everything out of everything. And this seems to be just an extension of that. And how cool is it in the agribusiness capital of the world to be talking about a French biotech company coming to Decatur? I just think it's fantastic. Kudos to you. I know a lot of work was put into this. And when you said 15 months, I thought that was impressively fast. I mean, I thought that sounded like a really quick number. But I can't even imagine the amount of work that's been put into this.
It is a lot of work, and it was a pure joy to work on this project because the people behind all the companies and all the parties involved have just been extraordinary on collaborating and sharing information and really, you know, want it to be a partnership to make things work to benefit the community, which is why I think it's going to be, you know, once they're built and up and running, an outstanding company to work for. It's a cool process. It's a cool product, but it's a really neat company that's very high tech and innovative. And we're just super proud that they have chosen Decatur for their first U.S. facility.
And I'm trying to also think about 20,000 metric tons of fly. I don't even know how to picture that. It sounds like a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. You know, they have produced some really cool videos. InnovaFeed has put these out there to see. I know you've got them on your website. We'll have them at Decatur EBC as well. And kind of explains the process of what they do, how they do it, and then also kind of converts that to, you know, how many truckloads or how many rail cars, things like that. So we can kind of get a grasp on it.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's pretty neat.
20,000 metric tons of oils, 60,000 metric tons of animal feed protein, and 400,000 metric tons of fertilizer. Unbelievable. Nicole, congratulations. And how was the city and the state, this kind of thing happens with a partnership. If you could, before we go, just a quick explanation of how all of that works for folks who are not in economic development.
Sure. So oftentimes we'll be working with a client, and at a certain point in the process, then they will want to be introduced to, the heads of the community in which they may look to locate. And so then you start talking about the infrastructure and those types of needs that are going to be needed by and required by the company. They also will need to be discussing permitting and all those very technical nuances and details that go with the physical building of a structure or renovating a structure, if you will, if that is the case. And then working with the state of Illinois as well to talk about incentives, you know, what opportunities are available out there for either tax incentives or grants that could be available, workforce incentives and opportunities and programs. A lot of, you know, there is a lot out there to explore, and especially if you're on kind of the cutting edge of your industry, like Inova Feed is, there's a lot to kind of walk through and determine. And so pulling in all of those resources is important when you're looking at working with a company to make sure that everything aligns. And I can't say enough good things about the partnership that we had with Scott Wrighton, the city manager, and John Kitsis, the deputy city manager, and the mayor on this project as well, because they've just been, you know, okay, what do you need? How can we make this happen? Let's, you know, let's really bring some great things to Decatur. And it's been a great, great partnership with them.
And I would suggest that I saw the quote from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Development Opportunity Director, and I would correct her just in one thing. She says, with agriculture a leading industry and employer for communities across our state, agriculture is the number one leading industry and job creator in the state of Illinois.
It is, because agriculture, as you and I have talked for, you know, years about this, it's not just farming. It is food production. And the state of Illinois is one of the leading food producers, whether that's animal feed or human food and nutrition products in the country. And certainly ADM here in Tate and Lyle and our other companies here in Decatur contribute to that largely. And so it is the leading industry, and there's a variety of ways to be involved in that, not just directly in farming.
I just think it's sexy when your press release gets to start out Chicago and Paris.
Agreed. Yeah, there's something about, you know, Paris or Paris, as they say, is just, yeah, pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm excited to have them here. They are going to then attract different types of companies and opportunities, I think, down the road. And obviously we'll work to do that as well, that maybe we've not ever pictured Decatur home to before. But this really presents and opens up a door for a lot of cool opportunities in the future.
Fantastic news. Kudos to you and all your staff and for everyone involved. Nicole Bateman, the president of the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.